Yacht Rock Radio, on air and online at yachtrockradio.com.
Great friend of the show with us now, Peter Beckett, the voice of player. Peter, how are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Really excited for this project you're a part of. It's more than a concert, more than a music festival. I guess let me just run down what this is. It's Sunset Fest Cabo, the soft rock, yacht rock event of the year, really of your life. And Peter Beckett from Player will be performing on day one of this three-day event. Let's just go ahead and, you know what, I should just say who all the bands are right now to get them out of the way before we get into this. Day one on Friday, you'll be performing along with John Ford Coley, Elliot Lurie from Looking Glass, Walter Egan with Ambrosia, Pablo Cruz, and Rick Springfield on day one of this event. Day two on the Saturday, Alan Parsons, Christopher Cross, and Al Stewart. And on Sunday, Kenny Loggins with the Dire Straits Legacy. And this is happening at the end of October on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, October 24th, 25th, and 26th. And Peter Beckett will be there.
Yes, I will.
And, you know, to us here on Yacht Rock Radio, this is like our Super Bowl. I mean, this is, you talk about some of the biggest names and biggest songs in our library. They're all going to be here at this event in Cabo, October 24th, 5th, and 6th, Sunset Fest Cabo.
Well, you know, we're getting all sorts of emails from Yacht Rock people, we know, and, you know, Yacht Rock entities, and they're saying, is this real? Is this actually happening, you know?
You know, it did look, when they announced it a few weeks ago, that it was like, this can't be real. This is too good. And just the phrase, too good to become, or too good to be true, comes into mind. And as the days went on, more details came out, and then the tickets went on sale. And it is real. So if anybody's heard about this in the Yacht Rock community, as Pete calls it, yes, it's real. I mean, we've got Peter Beckett, one of the performers, on the phone right now saying that this is real. You're going to be there at least.
At least I'll be there. I have no choice. You know, I just wanted to say, Adam, you know, when this Yacht Rock thing started, nobody knew who it was about like 12 or 14 years ago when I first started playing with the guys from Atlanta. We toured with Christopher Cross, Ambrosia, and pretty much the same thing we've got going with Ambrosia now. That was like a long time ago, and it's taken this long, but it's actually come to this point. This is kind of a high point for Yacht Rock, I think.
Yeah, and I think you're right that in the early days of the explosion of Yacht Rock as a term and a genre, we all knew at some point someone was going to put on a show like this,
a big show,
a festival with these big names all together at once with one ticket. And here it's happening. So this is really, I think, the very first Yacht Rock, you know, festival. There's been cruise ships. There's been other concert events, but nothing like this. This is a big one.
They're calling it the Woodstock of Yacht Rock.
That's a great moniker too. It rhymes. There's alliteration. You could even sing that on stage. The Woodstock of Yacht Rock.
I don't think so. Joe Puerto quoted that, the bass player from Ambrosia, and it's kind of gone around now. So it's being called the Woodstock of Yacht Rock.
The Woodstock.
That'd be fun. Big fun
of Yacht Rock. Yeah. So you've been performing on stage with Ambrosia in a lot of, I guess, different ways with other artists, John Ford Coley or Elliot Lurie or Walter Egan, any combination really of
Al
Stewart, yeah, getting on stage with Ambrosia as your backing band, and then you sing your songs and they do their songs. It's really a greatest hits of this era.
Yeah, it's hit to hit. Yeah, it's hit to hit the whole show, you know, it's great.
Well, this festival, Sunset Fest Cabo, the ticket packages are available now. They're on sale. You can get to their website through ours, yachtrockradio.com. Just click the ticket button and you'll get all the information. You can buy tickets to the event. You can get room packages. There's VIP packages, open bar, food involved, a yacht party. I mean, they've really done this thing right and done it very well. And there's still other, I guess, aspects of the show that they haven't even announced yet. There'll be other guests, other artists probably announced as we get closer to the date. It's Sunset Fest Cabo, October 24th, 25th, and 26th. And Peter, I'll be there as well.
So you are an integral part of the show now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Aren't you like hosting it or something?
They're bringing me in to be the host and MC. So I'll be doing all the stage announcements.
The whole show?
For the entire 3-day weekend, yes.
Holy crap, that's great.
I'm going to most likely, you know, moderate the VIP events. Like if there's a Q&A with an artist or whatever, I'll moderate that.
That's great news.
I can't wait
to get
you
can buy me a drink.
I'll buy you a drink on the beach in Cabo.
Because they'll be free.
I'll bring a plate of food from the buffet.
Well, you'd be, there you go. Shrimp, please. Fresh
yeah,
grilled.
So look for me. If you head there, Pete's the rock star. You'll see his hair. I'll be the one in the Yacht Rock Radio t-shirt and a captain's hat. Could we get you in a captain's hat?
No.
I just knew that was going to be the answer, but I had to ask anyway.
My wife wears one at the gigs, but not me.
So Peter Beckett, the voice of player, joining me on the phone, and we're talking about Cabo and the beach, and there is a Peter Beckett beach connection I have to bring up. I love this story, and it's one of the things I love about this era of music and artists like yourself. You're so interconnected with other pop culture tidbits, especially with the way you've written music for film and movies and television over your career. Recently, I made a trip to Fort Lauderdale, and I'm a big 80s movie fan, and I wanted to learn more about the movie Where the Boys Are 84. It's a beach comedy from the 80s starring Lisa Hartman. And if you're an old fan of television, you'll remember her from Knots Landing. Super attractive blonde that looks very nice on the beach in Where the Boys Are 84. Well, anyway, I go down this rabbit hole and find out that you not only wrote a song for that soundtrack, but you sang the song that is the pivotal moment in the movie.
Yeah.
And it's the song called Jenny. And if anyone listening to this knows the song Jenny from the film Where the Boys Are, near the end of the movie, the, I guess, male lead has to win over the heart and love of Lisa Hartman. So he gets on stage at this concert in Fort Lauderdale and sings this song, Jenny. And if you didn't know Peter Beckett sang it, you probably thought the last 40 years that this actor sang that song. This is an amazing tidbit of pop culture that I think the entire world needs to know about. Is there any chance we can get the cast and crew of Where the Boys Are 84 to go to Cabo for Sunset Fest Cabo and we recreate that somehow?
No.
We have a better chance of getting a captain's head on.
I was like pretty young. I mean, that's what is that? That's a long time ago.
84. So that's just 6 years after Baby Come Back hits number one.
Yeah. The funniest thing about it is I sound so young. My voice is a lot higher on it. You know, I listened to it about 6 months ago and I sound like a kid singing the.
So outside of this conversation where I'm bringing up Where the Boys Are to you with the song Jenny, has anyone since 1984 brought that up to you?
No.
There's your three questions with Peter Beckett. They all get a quick no. That's fantastic.
You know what? I wrote that song with a guy called Lewis St. Lewis, and Greece had just happened, and he wrote a lot of the songs in Greece. And so being all in the Robert Stigwood stable, they put me with him. It's the only thing I ever did with him, you know, but he was a great guy. And we just sat together in an afternoon and wrote that. And, you know, next minute it was in the movie. But that's happened to me a lot. I've done a lot of things, TV and films, where I haven't been on screen. I've been the voice of the actor. But there's been quite a few, you know.
Well, that begs the question, you know, you're a decent looking guy. You've got a lot of stage and camera presence. Did you ever go to any?
I'm an old fart is what I mean.
Well, in the day, did you ever do an audition, a screen test to get in, to be the actor on stage singing your own song?
I tried when I was younger. I tried. People made, you know, forced me to go to certain, a couple of three auditions for, one was like a play, a stage play and stuff. And a couple of other things. And either I never got it or I just like bowed out at the last minute. You know, it's not me. I'm not an actor.
You're a rock star.
I'm a humble musician.
And we'll get to see it on the beach. That's the best part of this. You know, Yacht Rock always sounds a little better with a cocktail in your hand when you're on on the deck of your yacht, maybe at the marina, poolside, at the beach. This is what this genre was really made for, and I cannot wait to see you and the rest of the team at Sunset Fest Cabo. Have you been to Cabo before?
You know, a few years ago, I was on the cruise, smooth cruise, you know, mm-hmm. and we went to what's that island down in the south there?
Acapulco
wasn't Acapulco. It's near Cancun. It's just off of Cancun.
Cozumel.
Yeah. So we went to Cozumel, and so you know, I'm going to enjoy. I've never been to Cabo. I bet it's great fun. Certainly party town down there, so it should be fun.
Yeah, so when you do a gig like this, compared to going to, I don't know, Minnesota in February, I'm assuming you fly into Minnesota night before the show, you get on stage, you sound check, you do your thing, you leave in the morning. With Cabo...
We're staying 4 days.
You're going to stay the whole time, huh?
Well, because we're on the first night. They're overlapping, you know. Al Stewart comes in the next day because he's on the night before when he's on, and then of course Kenny Loggins will come in the night before the night he's on. But because we're on the first night, we're staying all 4 nights, I believe, and we may even extend it, and you know, maybe spend a little more time there. I've worked hard this year; I deserve it.
Make a vacation out of it. It really is
exactly.
An experience. Yeah. It's a vacation music festival experience, destination experience, and something not to be missed. So Peter Beckett from Player, Baby Come Back, This Time I'm In It for Love, the top 10 hit follow-up to Baby Come Back. We can't wait to see you on stage at Sunset Fest Cabo. Do you have any beach advice as we end this conversation? What is your best sunscreen advice?
Wear sunscreen. That's all I can tell you, because I never used to when I first lived in L.A., and I didn't care. I was out in the sun whenever I could, and it's come back to haunt me in the last few months. So wear your sunscreen, I'm telling you. The sun down there is vicious.
Fantastic. All right, Pete, if you don't mind, we'll talk a few more times between now and October 24th and get excited for Sunset Fest Cabo.
Look forward to seeing you, bud.
All right, I'll get my sunscreen.
All right, mate. Sunscreen, yeah, of course.
You're listening to Yacht Rock Radio, the smoothest soft rock from the late 70s and early 80s. For more smooth, join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Yacht Rock Radio.